Well, hey there. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks so much for joining us today. Today, let me ask you a question. Have you ever met somebody that was always, always discouraging? I mean, have you met that person that seems like they have the spiritual gift of discouragement? That no matter how good something is and no matter how great it is, they can find something wrong with it. They're poking holes in it. Well, sometimes those people aren't evil or bad people. Those are God's people. Today, we're going to be looking in Psalm chapter 4, where David is surrounded by negative, discouraging people. Here's what it says in Psalm 4, verse 6. There are many who say, "Who will show us some good?" David's own men, those people that were closest to him, his soldiers, his committed people, they were discouraged. They were going through a trial, and it's as if they were saying, "David, we're done. This is the end. God's not going to help us anymore. We're out of here." Have you ever had a conversation with somebody close to you that went something like that? That's hard to take. It's rough when our friends say to us, "I've reached the end. Will anybody show us any good? We're done." In fact, a couple of weeks ago on Sunday morning, we talked in depth about discouragement, and the conversations that came out of that were so eye-opening, but just so real that this is something that many of us struggle with. What did David do in the middle of this discouragement? Here's what David did. He called on God. He called on the Lord. And here's what God did. He enlarged him. See, here's what Psalm chapter 4, verse 1 says. David calls out to God and says, "Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer." David's literally saying, "You have relieved me. You've enlarged me in my distress." See, here's the truth I hope we'll take with us today, that pressure on the outside of us should actually make us bigger on the inside of us. Pressure on the outside should make us bigger on the inside. When trials come our way, they press against us and they either make us dwarves or they make us giants. They either make us smaller or they make us bigger. But we have to start on the inside. We have to be like David and be able to say, "You've relieved me. You've enlarged me when I was in distress." How did that happen for David? Well, the way it happened to David is he cried out to God. It says in verse 7, "You have put more joy in my heart." See, he started out with sadness and he ended with gladness. He started out with tears, but he ended with triumph. Once again, he's able to sleep. He says, "I will lie down in peace and I will sleep. For you alone, O Lord, you make me to dwell in safety." David discovered that what was important is not the circumstances around him, but the attitude that's inside of him. So today, let God enlarge you when you're going through distress. He can do it. You can't do it. Other people can't do it for you. In fact, others may want to make things even tighter or more narrow for you. But when you turn to the Lord and when you trust him, he will enlarge you on the inside. And what happens when you're enlarged on the inside is you'll come out of that distress as a bigger person. Why? Because you've trusted in the Lord. So think about this today. There's a relationship between our attitude on the inside and our circumstances on the outside. And if we maintain the right attitude, God will use our trials to enlarge us. So as you go into today, are you going through a trial? If so, give your circumstances to the Lord. Trust him and he will enlarge you. He'll make you bigger and he'll make you better. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.